Technology was a facilitator enabling entire businesses to transform their workplace into remote operations overnight. It allowed office workers to maintain high levels of productivity and keep organizations operating. However, as time went on and the line between personal and work life began to blur, employees started to connect this always available culture with increasing detriment to their well-being. So although technology is partly to blame for adversely impacting well-being, it is also a very key part of the holistic solution. Hello everyone, welcome to the Analytics Insight podcast, where we talk about the ever-evolving tech space, and I'm your host Priya Dayalani. Now, in a world that is increasingly digital, businesses are recognizing that success isn't just about products and services, it's also about people. Happy employees lead to happy customers, and happy customers drive business growth. But the big question is, how can organizations leverage technology to enhance both employee experience and customer satisfaction? Now, for this, let's welcome Samir Raje, General Manager and Head India and SAARC Region Zoom. Hi, Samir, how are you doing?
Hello, Priya. I'm doing good. Thank you for having me here. It's a pleasure to meet you and your listeners.
Great. It's a pleasure to have you with us on a podcast today too, Samir. And of course, we are going to talk more around employee experience, employee health, customer satisfaction, with how technology is actually helping us drive these metrics. So before we dive, into this detailed conversation, I mean, I and of course our listeners know what exactly Zoom is. But if you could just still give us an overview of Zoom. Any particular specialization that probably we don't know, and are there any key focus areas specifically in India?
Well, absolutely. I think let me set a little bit of context to this. And this is regarding the work, and you alluded to some part of it. Let me do a little bit of deep dive. The way we have been working is evolving, if I may say that. If you look at it, where we started off, it was in-person meetings followed by teleconferences and audio conferences, and somewhere on the way came the screen sharing part. Well, that was all great, but the human connection was missing, and that's what kicked off with Zoom, right? The human connection suddenly came in. Video was the new thing, and everybody started feeling back again in the game. But if you look at it today, an employee is not only doing teleconferences or in-person meetings or just chatting for that matter. There are a whole lot of productivity suites out there. It could be simplest form of the phone, landline phone or a mobile phone. It could be video, it could be chat, it could be emails, it could be scheduling, calendaring, documents, sending out videos. So many things happening. And of course, who can deny the presence of AI these days in our lives, right? So it is all about converging all these productivity suites into a single form factor. Now, going beyond that, if you look at it, what has happened is, we as employees have been bombarded with information from multiple directions, right? It is so difficult to keep a track of it. And this information is really coming to us in silos, something coming in from social media, something incoming from one department internally, or something coming in from somewhere else. Second thing, going to office, people feel, okay, why do I need to travel 2 hours one day, 1 hour one day, and I don't want to do that. So there is that lack of motivation. And finally, we spend so much time on, doing mundane tasks, repeated tasks, which really are not productive. And that's what Zoom is doing. Zoom is trying to bring, we have been on a mission to bring all these productivity suites into one. Be it email, be it phone, be it calendaring, be it scheduling, everything into one platform. And of course, with AI infused in it right from the beginning. So what happens is it's a complete communication and collaboration powerhouse for an employee, where an employee really doesn't have to step out of the platform to do multiple tasks, but can access the entire productivity suites of collaboration within that platform itself. And that's what we are doing at Zoom.
Well, very well said. And I think, of course, people who know Zoom, I think Zoom is no longer just like a video conferencing tool. Like you just rightly said, it's like a more complete communication powerhouse. So whether it's your meetings, your chats, your webinars, virtual events, and of course, with more influence of AI, we have AI-powered productivity tools. So I think it's more of a one, it offers like a seamless platform which helps, you know, in enhancing your productivity and as well as your communication strategy as a whole inside the organization. Moving ahead, I think, Sameer, you also have previously held senior leadership positions in technology MNCs, including Cisco, IBM, Microsoft. And I think during this period, you have built and led high-profile teams across pre-sales, sales, and support. So, you know, if you could also tell us more about yourself, how has your journey been till date? And, you know, what exactly is your role at Zoom? And, you know, how do your contributions align with the company's overall growth and innovation strategy?
Okay. All right. So, you know, this journey, which I just spoke about initially, you know, I have been part of this evolution of the or of the communication and collaboration industry right from the beginning in the country. Be it a part of the early audio conferencing or collaboration platforms in the country or, much advanced collaboration technologies later on. But I have been involved in during my past 20 plus years, 25 plus years of career in various formats. And when I joined Zoom in 2019, that exactly was the vision that we set sail with a vision of, long-term vision of how can we make Zoom India one of the most critical and important markets for Zoom across globally. And first was that. And that also meant that we bring in a lot of different multiple components of our platform, components of products, and also comply with what is regulatorily and legally required in country. And that's why when I kickstarted in 2019, I've been doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes. Like, for example, we've been working with the regulatory teams as well as the Department of Telecommunication to get UL Access VNO license, all the licenses required to launch one of our flagship products, which is the Zoom phone in the country. And glad to say that we've been now, gone live in two of the telco circles in India, which is rest of Maharashtra and Chennai circles, and rest of the circles will follow. Similarly, we are working on bringing in contact center to be more compliant, to be more resilient to the country infrastructure, setting up the country infrastructure. We've got multiple data centers in a country as what is required by the local authorities and so on and so forth. So making sure that Zoom as a platform is not only available and accessible to the people of the country, but also launching products in compliance with what is required in the country by the regulatory and the legal authorities. So that has been my focus. And I think in the last 6 years, not a single day has been dull. I would say it has been super exciting for me at Zoom. And I think it's aligns completely with the ideology of our company, which is, the sense of belonging, the culture which we have at the organization. And I think that's been a fantastic journey for me.
Great. Thank you for sharing those insights. And of course, the sense of belongingness having within the company is really important. And, it's truly fascinating to hear about your journey and, of course, your contribution towards the company. And I guess as, businesses continue to embrace hybrid and remote work models, we definitely need a more secure, scalable and intelligent communication platform. I think the need has never been greater. But, when we're talking about the need in today's digital age right now, let's start by looking at the shift in the workplace dynamics. I think gone are the days when employee engagement was measured simply by attendance and, yearly performance reviews. So because today, employees seek a workplace that supports flexibility, fosters more collaboration, and of course, that prioritizes well-being as well. So companies that embrace, cutting-edge technologies, I think that is helping them to create an environment where employees feel more valued, heard, and empowered. So we want to know from you, Sameer, how do you think that these AI-powered collaboration platforms like Zoom are kind of redefining employee experience in today's digital-first workplace?
So you mentioned it right. When you talk about an employee experience or employee engagement even, right? I mean, whether an organization is able to empower the employee by giving tools or devices, I think it's no longer the question of if, but it's the question of when. And let me explain, because most of these employees who are working like you and me, we have access to the best of the devices and the best of technologies at home in our personal lives. So whether the companies like it or not, You know, AI is going to be used, or the latest and the greatest technology is being used and adopted by the company or by the employee in his or her own personal lives. Like, for example, like, I mean, if you're going for a vacation, I'm sure you're, you know, if you have a kid, if you have a teenager, or even, you know, lady of the house who is probably not employed anywhere, you know, they will just punch in some details on the OpenAI or ChatGPT and try to print out an itinerary for a vacation and sit down and have a conversation. Should we do this? So it's the question of when the companies are going to enable their employees with these kind of technologies. So let me also take further from here on. If you look at the couple of reports and some of the things which are available in the market, and if I allude to the HBR report, in a study conducted by HBR, 80% of the respondents actually experience information overload, what I just mentioned, and there is too much of information coming in, there is a stress causing in their life. Similarly, there are other reports which state that 75% of the employees actually lose their attention in the meetings. And if I go further deep into reports like McKinsey and a couple of others, you know, most of the mature organizations are adopting AI technologies. Now, why is this happening? If you look at a report, again, by Asana, which states that, you know, 60% of a time of an employee is being spent on work about work. Let me explain. Like, for example, if you're going for a meeting, you actually have to sit down and document the minutes of the meetings, then fine tune it and then send it across, right? That is work about work. It's actually not productive work. Just imagine if you have technology do that for you, your life is sorted. So that's exactly what AI is doing collaboration platform within the communication productivity suite. And that's what we are doing at Zoom by empowering the employees to use Zoom AI Companion at no cost, which comes in built into the platform. And I think that's what my answer to you is, that to summarize, AI tools like generative AI is taking away the repetitive tasks for the employees and making them more productive. If I refer to all these reports and the outcome of this, to summarize, simply put, technologies like AI are simply cutting down on the mundane tasks, repetitive tasks, and making employees more productive.
Definitely, I couldn't agree more with you. And I think, you know, with certain examples that you give, I think with, these cutting edge platforms having real-time transcriptions, smart meeting summaries, and intelligent chat assistants, I think with that, employees can now focus on more meaningful work rather than spending time on repetitive and mundane tasks, like you just explained. So I guess the role of AI eventually is, you know, to make your workplace more smarter and, of course, more connected, you know, because that eventually helps to enhance and boost the productivity of your employees. Moving ahead, I think I was just reading across a story and, you know, where I came across that organizations need very concrete evidence and insights to thrive in the work environment and keep up with the market. Like, it's more than evident that human resources is at the front line in adapting its strategy to make better decisions based on data when we're talking about employees. So this is mainly for, you know, talent and engagement purposes, talent management purposes, and they face challenges today, like kind of the talent shortage that we're already facing. And if we're talking about the cutting edge technologies, the emerging technologies, I think we are still short of having AI focus and AI specialist or machine learning specialist. The number is still small. But integrating AI or machine learning or data analytics into the HR operations, it presents a very significant opportunity for the human resources department to enhance its role as a, to shift from its mundane task to more a strategic business partner and to innovate and customize the HR initiatives overall. So how do you think that data analytics and AI, when combined together, can help in, you know, understanding and predicting employee needs and preferences?
You know, it is very, what I would say, very critical, or data plays a very important role in employee experience and predicting their needs. And you gave some examples regarding HR, but it is not only about that. It is much more about it. It's actually about empowering the employees more. And let me explain. So let's say, for example, today we talk about, employee interacting with a customer. Let's take an example of a call center, right? Where an agent is speaking to a customer. What if the said agent or a particular salesperson is empowered with the right information as he or she is chatting live with the customer? There is a customer history available. Not only that, but instead of going through multiple data sources, trying to find data, right information is given. Or while all this is being done, just imagine there is a customer details about sentiment analysis being shared in terms of, the customer is happy, not happy, or inclining towards unhappiness. Those kind of analytics actually can empower the agent to be able to service the customer more. Now, let me go further more details into it. Based on this, the organization can actually create a coaching plan or guidance plan for the said employee. Now, that is what AI can help. That is what data analytics can do. And not only for that, from an employee standpoint, if you look at it, if I am deciding to go to office or go to work today on premises, it can actually tell me which of the office cubicles are occupied, which are not. But not only that, it can actually tell me something like, hey, your colleagues are located in this section of the office and you may want to choose a cubicle close to them. That is a great insight for me because then I am closer to my colleagues. Similarly, the infrastructure team can get analytics of what is the usage of the main conference rooms, how many people are occupying it, what is the frequency it is occupied, based on which they can actually decide whether it needs to be converted into a huddle room or not, right? Again, I go to office, I check out my whiteboard, I do some ideation session with my team members. Gone are the days where you actually need to click a picture of that whiteboard, save it on your phone or device, and next time when you meet, you actually see, oh, this was what was discussed. There's a digital whiteboard and there is an intelligent AI built into it, which can not only save it for you, bring it in the chat, but it can actually throw some cool templates for you from which you can start building and construct things further on. So there are multiple things. Data and analytics is crucial for this. It is not only the senior leadership or the senior management can take calls or decision based on the data or AI data to guide the employee better, but the employees themselves can be more productive, can have better engagement based on the analytics available for this. Now, this is regarding the communication part. Now, you shared some examples about machine learning. And I mean, that's example, very great example. For example, based on machine learning, you can actually predict the downtimes, or you can predict, when can an employee schedule his or her duty off or take the day off based on, whatever is going on in the factory shop floor, or even employees based on what shift is allocated to them, and so on and so forth. So there are so many possibilities that can happen based on, data analytics, which will help the employee engagement further.
That's a very compelling insight into, how data and analytics are transforming and understanding and predicting employee needs. Eventually, I think, like you mentioned, it's when you use data analytics, it's more about empowering employees. And eventually, I think businesses can create more of a personalized, a very efficient and an engaging work environment, like you said. And again, as businesses are striving to create a workplace that is both data-driven and human-centric, I think when they are able to use data analytics and AI, they can actually put into some actionable strategies. And I think that would definitely be a game changer moving forward. I think, when we're talking about remote work or hybrid work, I think despite fears that remote working leads to isolated working practices, hybrid working environment actually allows for more options for when, where, and how to collaborate than in the office. But I think it requires leaders to create these opportunities. I mean, this will involve using some appropriate digital tools to, ensure that they are securing and ensuring that there's an effective collaboration taking place and wherever the teams are based out. But managers should be wary of the over-reliance on these, the synchronous modes of working. And this can impact employee health. So when we're talking about hybrid work and the remote work, how do you think that Zoom has approached in terms of enhancing the employee experience overall?
I'll start with an example, a real life example which happened to me. I was speaking to a very senior HR person who was a chief of HR for a very large organization, multinational, based in India. And what she mentioned to me was actually what the organizations face real time. And that organization does a lot of social and philanthropic work. Now, a majority of their workforce is based in office. Okay. They've got thousands of employees, more than tens of thousands of employees. And, you know, while most of the employees are, because of it being a factory and being in-person kind of an environment, most of the employees are based in their offices or factories across the globe. You know, the biggest challenge that they have, and what I was told, is a lot of good work, social work, and work that happens by the company, most of the employees don't know about it. Now, this is not hybrid work, right? This is working from the premises on, and everybody is there on the shop floor. It is not hybrid work. It's about communication. It's about engagement. It's about having that broken down silos within that organization. So look, it's no longer about hybrid. It's no longer about remote working, but it is about how you're communicating to your employees and getting them engaged and how you're keeping them engaged. That's important. Now, you know, people will be on field, and even before the hybrid work or you know, remote working started, there were employees, including myself. We used to avoid going to office and go straight away to the customer meeting, right? Why would you travel 2 hours, go to office, and then go straight away to the customer meeting? Same is the case even today. So it is more about engaging the employees more and communicating and giving them the tools that they actually are easy to adopt, easy to use, and can keep them engaged. Now, most of the times what happens is the technology team often takes decision and provides tools which they feel are right. It could be either a very highly compartmentalized kind of a tool, but in reality, that tool really doesn't work at the ground level, in the field level. Result is shadow IT. The employee ends up using an application of his or her choice on their devices, personal devices, sharing company data with customers or with partners or with with their HR vendors and so on and so forth. It becomes a major chaos, right? Security is at risk. Same thing happens if HR folks or talent acquisition is working from home. They're making outbound calls. Making outbound calls doesn't work. They're working from home. They have to go through VPN and bandwidth issues and so on. Now, in this entire thing, data is a concern for IT. But for HR, if you look at it, if an employee quits and goes, where does the data go? He or she has stored the data on their personal mobile, right? In the contact phone, it's gone. So it's not only about data. It's not only about the employee connectivity, but it's how you break down the silos and bring this everything together. And while doing that, also ensure that there is best of the technologies like AI, as well as analytics available, so that the employee engagement and experience improvises. And that often is overlooked. And if you see, the moment the silos start breaking down within divisions and departments, there is an engagement and there is an uptake of the employee motivation. Everybody knows the company's mission. Everybody knows the company goal. Everybody knows what's going around. And they don't get a shock when they see it on some social media platform that the company is involved in one, two, or three things, right? Rather than that, the message comes to the employee first internally. And that's what we do. And we have an amazing platform for that called WorkVivo, where there's an internal communication tool. And this is a company which we acquired. And AI, again, is infused in it, right? So not only our Zoom as a workplace collaboration platform, but having AI on top of it, and irrespective of the employee's location, whether it's not about being hybrid, but it's more about empowering the employees with the right tools.
Very rightly said. And I really liked your point that it's very important to give your employees the tools that are easy to adapt and easy to use, because that helps them to keep engaged. Most of the times it happens that, the tech teams, like you mentioned, they kind of create like really amazing tools, but somehow it's so difficult to use that you eventually can't measure the impact that the tool is trying to give. So I think, of course, and when we're breaking down the silos and when there's everything together, I think it definitely makes sense. And again, like I mentioned, it is up to the employers as to how they can, create those opportunities for not just for the business growth, but also how they can help their employees also be engaged and grow. And, this may come across in form of, creating these digital tools or formal training courses or even informal learning, maybe by lunches or walks. But I think when we're trying to make the overall work interesting, the employees are more likely to stay motivated and focused. And I think right now, leveraging digital technologies means that despite sacrificing travel, businesses can not only function but thrive by using these remote training technologies. So while we have spoken about the employee engagement experience, I want to shift the gears and understand that how do you think that this remote working or leveraging digital tools have impacted customer interaction, and what steps Zoom has taken to improve the customer satisfaction with changing times?
Well, I think I was going to miss out on or I missed out on communicating about the impact of employee experience has on customer experience, right? And let me continue from where I left off. A disgruntled employee, for an example, the impact that a disgruntled employee has while interacting with the customer is humongous. And again, I've got tons of use cases or customer real life experiences as well. And I'm sure, Priya, you would be having that, because when you call up, let's say, your bank or telco or something like that, how many times do you bounce from one call center agent to another just to give, and you keep on repeating your information, right? Seeking help. Hey, I have this problem. Okay, let me connect you to the right person. The second one comes on. Okay, so what's your problem? All right. Then goes to the, let me escalate to my manager. And manager comes on the call and says that, hey, why are you with me? Why am I even talking to you, right? And yeah, your customer experience goes for a toss. Just imagine if each of these employees that you're speaking with has information which is intertwined in it. Let me give you an example. If you go to a particular website, you chat with a chatbot. Mm-hmm. That's become a standard norm these days, where we have generative AI-based chatbots where you give primary information and then you say, okay, I need more information, and where it can get escalated to a call. Just imagine if the same happens within the same chat window itself, you can escalate your chat to a call. Now, if it doesn't, you will get a call back or not. That's not really a guarantee. And even if the call comes back, the question will be, okay, why did you try to reach us and what do you want? But just imagine the agent who gets connected, maybe in the same window or gives you a call back, has the right information of what have been your chat contents with the chatbot. Point number one. Fantastic. You pick up the thread from them and you're not absolutely talking to an alien, but you're talking that, oh, I'm talking to an advanced version of the chatbot. Fantastic. And again, if that particular person or the salesperson or an agent wants to escalate it to a product specialist or the manager, again, the product manager and the agent has requisite information. Now, just imagine this entire story and the customer experience versus what I told you before, right? That's the difference. Breaking down of silos within the organization, empowering the employees the right way, and that changes the customer experience altogether. Customer doesn't have to go through multiple silos, break down silos, and doesn't have to keep on repeating himself or herself. And that changes the entire experience, and the customer wants to come back to you again and again. And that's the beauty of having a seamless collaboration platform for the employees. And this is, again, irrespective whether the company is working from whether the employee is working from home or within from company premises or whatever, the experience is the same. These are the same tools, the same applications that the employee is using, plus the same tools that the customer is going to utilize. So that's the beauty of having this kind of a platform.
Right. And I think you have put across very rightly that it's very important to have a seamless collaboration platform, because I think that's really the need of the hour. But, having said that, when we're talking about, employee engagement and helping them get accustomed with these latest technologies, I think there's a part of e-learning also that comes into picture, because when we're talking about digital technologies, I think the traditional in-person learning is not that impactful when we're talking about e-learning, because employees are able to compare and complete their learning at their own pace and test themselves and use other case materials to boost their learning processes. This one last question for you, Samir. How does Zoom encourage the continuous learning and development process and ensures that the employees are satisfied and as well as engaged?
Well, Zoom's philosophy is very simple and clear. It should be easy to use. And if you look at Zoom as a platform itself, the reason why everybody loves us is because of the simplicity, ease of use, and reliability. So this is the base of it. And we have kept that ideology constant in our platform, constant as we have infused AI companion on top of it. You know, it is that ideology doesn't change. So Zoom is absolutely simple to use and is the reason why it is loved by everybody. Now, moving on from here, when you look at, learning of the employees, we recently introduced Zoom AI Companion 2.0, which has some specific features towards this. What it helps is actually, allows you to create custom learning patterns based on the employee's, experience or with the going on calls, such as what I had explained before. Like, let's say there is a customer interaction and there is a possibility of a sales manager actually listening into the call or listening into the recording, doing the analytics of it, and then actually helping the employee with learning tools. Not only that, but it also helps in, let's say, if the employee has done exceptionally well, you can actually take out the clip and you can circulate it amongst everything. AI helps you doing that. We also have what is known as Zoom Revenue Accelerator, where it actually helps in analyzing the call with the customer in terms of what are the, if there was a competitor's name used, or what was the, how much time the customer spoke, how much time the employee spoke, and so on and so forth. So those kind of analytics are available in our Revenue Accelerator platform. Beyond that, our contact center solutions have a whole lot of different, analytics and tools built into it, which help coaching, guidance, and information, or empower the employees, not only empower the employees, but also the organization per se, in terms of coaching and creating the guidance programs for the employees. So there are a whole lot of tools available within Zoom itself as a workplace. And beyond that, we have AIC sitting on top of it, which of course is infused right from the start. So there is a lot of analytics and data available as well.
Great. Thank you for sharing that, Samir. I think, you've kind of expanded our horizon in terms of what exactly Zoom is. And with such insights, I think it's pretty clear that it's more of a collaborative workplace that Zoom wants to offer. And eventually, I think when organizations are able to adopt a data-driven mindset and an AI-first, approach, so I think organizations can place themselves, in today's competitive business environment. And as we journey through this continuous digital transformations, it's kind of ideal to strike a balance between human involvement and AI automation within, the work operation, because it's essential to fully leverage the potential of these technological advancements. And eventually, I also believe that we can't forget the H, human, in human resources HR, because its role and expertise will always be essential to ensure that human practices are fair, because let's just be very honest that humans understand humans the best. So thank you so much, Samir. And, thank you for helping us understand that organizations today shouldn't just focus on, adopting these latest technologies, but using it thoughtfully and ensuring that, it enhances their well-being, it boosts genuine connections, and ultimately makes life better for both employees and as well as customers.
Thank you so much, Priya. It was a pleasure speaking to you.
Likewise, Samir. Thank you so much for your insights. So this is for our listeners. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in, and I'm hoping that you like this episode. But stay with us as we continue exploring how technology is shaping the future of business and human experiences. You can view all our podcasts on Spotify and stay tuned for upcoming podcasts. Thank you so much.